88.9 Shine FM, every Wednesday morning, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We're rolling through August and a great topic to help lots of people. Seven essentials for encouraging gratitude in your children post-pandemic.
That's right. So this is based on my observations, and obviously there's been lots of articles written about the significant mental health impact of the pandemic over the last 2.5 years for our children. And I pulled a book that is one of my favorites back out, Making Grateful Kids by Bono and Froe, who provide us with seven essential themes that underline building gratitude in our children, which really can help us reset our mental health. And today it's support your child's autonomy. Using an authoritative or democratic parenting style, which is firm yet flexible, warm and nurturing, supports children's autonomy. This will enhance family relationships, improve the atmosphere in your home, and help bring out your child's strengths and talents. All good for making grateful kids. By taking ownership over their skills and talents and being responsible for developing them, children gain things to appreciate in life and make it easier to attract support from others, thus inviting gratitude into their daily life. Also, limiting children's media consumption and guiding them to use media in pro-social ways protects them from commercial influences and discourages the development of the authentic self. So, really what we want to do is create kids who are positive, purposeful, and grateful individuals. So here's one of the conversations to have sitting by the fire under the stars is, what gifts has God given each of your children that they want to take responsibility for to hone and develop this coming school year? So start by sharing your story first, parents. Even if not all your children share, remember that it's multiple conversations that embed within our children a sense of God's unique purpose for their lives, and that often our children who say less are still listening and processing the messages they hear.
Indeed. Oh, that's a great way to have some family time and talk about our gifts from God. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Okay, support your child's autonomy. We'll continue this topic throughout the rest of the month here, but Kimberly, share a little bit about Eckert Center.
Well, we are a place, yes, to help children and teens for sure who have been impacted by the pandemic and that their mental health really requires support to reset. But we're also here for mom and dads too. We provide services for children, teens, and adults, both counseling and psychoeducational assessments, and we have learning intervention programs to support children who have learning disabilities and ADHD.
Okay, that's a lot of different things you do there. Woo! Something for everybody. EckertCenter.com. You'll be able to find some help and possibly have a free initial visit if you are caller number
3.
Caller 3 right now, 403-276-8888. Well, thank you once again, Kimberly. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.